Here you are with me, involved in a totally different experiment. I have no condemnation. I don't create any guilt feeling in you. I don't say this is sin. I don't say that I will love you only when you are fulfill certain conditions. I love you as you are, because that is the only way a person can be loved. And I accept you as you are, because I know that is the only way you can be. That's how the whole has willed you to be. That is what the whole has destined it to be. Relax and accept and delight, and there is transformation. It comes not by effort, it comes by accepting yourself with such deep love and ecstasy that there is no condition, conscious, unconscious, known, unknown. Unconditional acceptance. And suddenly you see, you are not afraid of people, rather, you enjoy people. People are beautiful. They are all incarnations of God. Maybe rin, tin, tin, but still. Incarnations of God. You love them. And if you love them, you bring their God to surface. Whenever you love a person, his godliness comes on top. It happens. Because when somebody loves you, how can you show your ugliness? Simply your beautiful face comes up. And by, the ugly face disappears. Love is alchemical. If you love yourself, the ugly part of you disappears, is absorbed, is transformed. The energy is released from that form. Because everything carries energy. Your anger has much energy involved in it. Your fear also has much energy crippled and suffocated in it. If the fear disappears, the form falls down, energy is relieved. Anger disappears, more energy is released. Appears still more energy. Whatsoever are called sins when they disappear, and I don't say that you have to change them. You have to love your being and they change. Change is a byproduct, a consequence. So much tremendous energy released, you start floating higher and higher and higher. You attain to wings. Love yourself. That should be the foundational commandment. Love yourself. You'll follow. But this is the foundation.